This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We're going to touch on that today in this first couple of segments. How to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Without any further delay, I want to introduce to you my special guest today and my friend Dane Johnson. He's with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Dane, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, Steve. Thanks a ton. Glad to be back.
All right. So if you need assistance in your home, you're trying to avoid having to move from the comfort of your home to, say, assisted living or long-term care, you want to check out home care and you know, how affordable that is and how great it is to have someone come into your home and ultimately not leave your home. Call Home Care Assistance Kansas City at 913-663-5000. Dane, that's one of the easiest numbers I've ever encountered. How'd you get, did you request
best number?
That one?
We sure did, right? 913-663-5000. Give us a ring. It's free.
All right. Or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So, Dane, I know that we have a subject that we want to kind of jump into today and discuss and kind of break down and unpack, but I have to push pause and back up to our last discussion. So last month we talked about all of the reasons that you should not consider hiring your own private caregiver. And I thought that was a really, really good couple of segments that we produced on that one.
Great show. It was fantastic.
And so I'll be darned, right after that show, I met with a really nice lady, and she is doing just that. Mm. She is hiring 24-hour caregivers to come into her home and then work with her husband who's suffering from Alzheimer's. And ultimately, she called me up and she said, I can't do this anymore. This trying to manage all of this caregiving and the staff It's completely wearing me out. I am now ill because of it, and I'm stressed out so much that I'm looking at placement into a long-term care community as an option. She hasn't done it yet. And I said, okay, yeah, well, let's meet. So she calls me the morning we were supposed to meet, and she said, Steve, can we reschedule our appointment? And I'm like, okay, sure, yeah. I said, what's going on? Are you okay? She goes, and this was on a Wednesday. She said, I was so stressed out over the last weekend trying to get caregivers in here and managing my caregivers and no shows, you know, all the stuff that we talked about on the show. She said, I am still not recovered. 3 days later, I'm still not recovered. Can we maybe meet Friday afternoon? I think I'll be feeling a little better by then. So, one of the stressful things is that she ran an errand and then she came home and her husband and the caregiver were gone. And she's like, where do they go? I mean, they're just gone. So she calls the caregiver. Oh, I needed to run by the bank and deposit the check. So I just took him with me.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Now, she lives way out in eastern Jackson County, and her bank was like downtown Kansas City.
Oh, my goodness.
With someone with Alzheimer's, here's the key, late afternoon during the time where sundowning is common, put him in a car, drove him downtown. She's not insured to have him in the car. This is a private caregiver she just hired. He's now grossly overstimulated, didn't have permission, and brought him home, and he was just completely agitated and just wound up because he just clearly this person is not trained in dementia care. So it's just a disaster. And then while I was meeting with her, she was like, hey, I need to go. And she's like, what do you mean? You're in the middle of your shift. Oh, I need to run out and grab something to eat and stop by my bank. And she's like, do you have to do it right now? This is why this lady is completely stressed out. She's being completely run over by all these caregivers who I don't really think give a darn. And that's just a perfect example of what we talked about last month.
Yeah. Perfect example of the worst situation possible. It's so tiring to schedule 4, 5, 6 caregivers a week, deal with call offs. So many people on a daily basis say, I don't know how you guys do what you do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing it on my own, being 80s, 90s myself, and trying to schedule care 24/7 for my husband who has dementia, Alzheimer's. It seems like a nightmare to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, she did what? She loaded your husband up in the car? Are you kidding me? She goes, I know. And so, but she can't yell too loudly at these folks because she needs them.
Yeah.
Because if they leave, then she can't care for him and now she's stuck again. So it's this horrible situation. She said, and the one lady, she said, frankly, I don't even trust in my house. And I'm like, with all respect, why is she in your house?
Yeah. Then? Why is she? Yeah. Why is
I
she
said,
in your home?
You need to call Dane at Home Care Assistance. And so I think if she gets a little more tired of all of that, I'm sure she'll be calling. But anyway, I just had to share that story with you because it's everything we just talked about.
It is. It is. Last month, that ties in perfectly with all the issues that you can run into hiring your caregivers privately, the liability, the issues that you can have, the time spent when somebody can't make it to a shift. What do? You don't have a backup. You're not a company like ours who has a bunch of caregivers sitting there ready to work, or a manager who can come fill in so you don't have to stress out about it.
Yep, absolutely. So if we just said, if that story is your story and that's hitting home, you're like, oh my gosh, right? Call Dane Johnson at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, 913-663-5000. Dane, you service the entire metro area, Kansas side, Missouri side, north of the river. Is that correct?
Entire KC Metro. Wherever you're at, we'll help you out.
913-663-5000. So, Dane, speaking of caring for an individual with cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia, maybe recovering from a stroke and has some sort of cognitive deficit, maybe have Parkinson's with the cognitive deficit that comes along with that at some point. Do you care for individuals with cognitive issues?
We definitely do. And to be honest, Steve, we specialize in it.
Okay.
Whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, like you said, maybe some cognitive issues because of a stroke. To be honest, we deal with higher needs cases. We average about 65 to 70 hours a week with our clients because we're typically dealing with that level of care to where we're with our client pretty much every single day. 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, maybe 24/7. So late stages Alzheimer's, early stages, doesn't matter what it is. But any type of dementia, Alzheimer's, we're very skilled in helping with.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. So if one of your caregivers needs to just run an errand, do they load up the resident, just haul them out to wherever they're going?
No, definitely not. No. So we have care managers in place. They would call them before they did anything like that, or it would already be a pre-approved deal.
Yeah.
No, that would not happen.
I wish we had television for our listeners, because when I was telling that story, I said, she just loaded him up in the car and ran him downtown. Dane's head went left, right. Like,
no.
What?
No.
That's right. So, and then I know also with Home Care Assistance Kansas City that you have some special programs very directly addresses caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia.
We do, Steve. So we have a couple different programs, Cognitive Therapeutics Method and Balanced Care Method. So both of these are proprietary programs to Home Care Assistants. Our Cognitive Therapeutics Method is a series of brain games that have been tested for years on individuals and have proven results that has helped slow the process of Alzheimer's and so forth.
Brain games?
Yeah, brain games basically. So matching games and things to help stimulate the brain for that Alzheimer's client.
Okay. And so that sounds really interesting. You always hear about people who've, math professors, piano teachers, people who use their brains basically to work things out, or, piano stimulates all sorts of, and that's actually music is actually kind of a form of math. And they tend to have lower cognitive issues or fewer cognitive issues. So you're just helping people literally exercise their brain with these programs.
Exactly. Yeah. And we will make it very specific to what they enjoy to do. So a couple examples on that. I'm actually glad you said the piano thing. This just dawned on me, light bulb in my head. One of our clients loved to play the piano.
Yep.
We came in to take care of her and she wasn't playing the piano. Our care manager, our caregiver sat down next to her, played the piano with her. Now they play the piano every single day.
I'm a musician, so I think that's just a beautiful thing. Music is at some point becomes part of your DNA and you helped her get that back. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Call Home Care Assistance KC at 913-663-5000. Now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A home care provider must have a special license to care for people with cognitive impairment in their home. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. You can click on the big microphone right there on the homepage, or you can click on the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. A home care provider must have a special license to care for people with cognitive impairment in their home. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. You do not have to have a special license, but you really do need to have special training. And Dane, at Home Care Assistance, let's talk about some of that training, because it's some of the best around.
Yeah, and it's completely voluntary. Like you said, Steve, there's no license required. So whatever a company does, it's voluntary, you know, for them. So what we have in place, you know, the cognitive therapeutics method, the balance care method, along with Home Care Assistance University, which is very, very important because it can go in depth in teaching our caregivers what is Alzheimer's, what to do with Alzheimer's clients. So there are training courses that we can put our caregivers through. From my understanding, you know, I don't know what other home care companies out there have a university specifically for them, but that is a great tool to use. Again, we talked about the cognitive therapeutics method. We call it CTM for short. Has the brain games just to keep their brains, you know, active and sharp, as much as possible. The balance care method really goes into looking at life as a whole and not just walking in the door and saying, okay, you have Alzheimer's. Let's make sure you don't walk out the door and wander away.
Yeah.
Let's focus on.
There's a lot more to it than that.
There's a lot more to it. Yeah. A lot more to it than that. Yeah. Although unfortunately that's what most companies focus on, but we want to take it a lot further than that and look at their social activity, their physical activity. All of these things are going to help stimulate the brain, and keep them sharper for longer. So we provide those programs free of charge, to any of our clients that are experiencing any cognitive issues.
And that's just part of the value add, that you get when you work with Home Care Assistance Kansas City. So instead of just sending out I might be insulting some home care providers out there, but I'm telling you, some of them do it. They'll send out a warm body with a pulse. And they'll just be with your loved one, and that's kind of what you get. Well, that's not what you get at Home Care Assistance Kansas City. You get trained, highly screened caregivers, highly trained caregivers. And in on this topic, if your loved one has cognitive impairment through Alzheimer's, one of the many forms of dementia, maybe recovering from a stroke and has a cognitive deficit, there are lots of different reasons that you may have that those cognitive issues. You can rest assured that Home Care Assistance Kansas City has trained their caregivers properly. If this is resonating with you, definitely reach out to Home Care Assistance Kansas City at 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000. You can also go online. They have a great website, homecareassistancekc.com. It's spelled exactly like it sounds, homecareassistancekc.com.
That's it. You know, and Steve, we always talk about stories and our listeners really can relate to things that we talk about, right? And,
absolutely.
And a story just that happened before I came here. So our managers in the office, we sit down, have a round table lunch around a conference table. A lot of times we get a lot of good conversation done. And at that time, one of our caregivers walked in, just so happened to be a caregiver that works with two dementia clients of ours.
Okay.
And we, you know, cause a lot of clients would and family would probably ask, how do you know what's going to work with that person as far as helping, with their brain and cognitive issues? And we really want to make sure that we're going through things that they're interested in. If they're not interested in it, it's not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah. You're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time. But perfect example, this caregiver working with a client who loved airplanes, who flew. So why not get some magazines that have a bunch of different airplanes in them and have him go through and list off what they are, what the make and model is, you know, something that they're interested in and care about, they're going to pay attention to a lot more.
And male or female?
Client is male.
Yeah.
Caregiver's female. Client's male. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's a gentleman who probably, you know, flew in the war and has a depth of knowledge in that.
Yep.
He probably hasn't exercised that. I mean, he has an interest in it. Now he has, you know, cognitive impairment, but guess what you're doing? You're making him use his brain, go way back in the files and start to really kind of perk up and talk about something that he is now realizing he becomes passionate about.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So really structuring it to each individual. And again, not just using a big generic bag of games or whatever it may be for somebody who isn't intrigued by that. We try to structure it, and this is what our care managers do, structure it to each client and what's going to interest them, so they're as engaged as possible.
Okay, and then for all of your new hires that you bring in to Home Care Assistance Kansas City, then they have all of these learning tools available to them so that they can understand how to care for someone with cognitive impairment in a better way.
Exactly, yeah, and no matter the level of their knowledge, if they come in and they're very, very knowledgeable, but they need a refresher course on dementia that's associated with Parkinson's or whatever mm-hmm. it may be, we can put them through those specific courses just to refresh them or teach them, you know, something they didn't know.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned, and I'm not a doctor, but I do know that the dementia that comes along with Parkinson's also many times comes along with hallucinations. And,
definitely.
You've got those Parkinson's related hallucinations. I just spoke with a family last week and they said, oh, dad knows that that's a hallucination over there. He knows that's not real. And so we've really kind of discerned that and helped him understand that's not real. He understands that's just part of his disease. So, it would be really important for a caregiver to understand that as well.
Yeah, I can't imagine sending a caregiver into a client's home that has Parkinson's and the caregiver not being knowledgeable enough to know that.
Yeah.
That would be a scary thing for me as a caregiver. So they need to know those kinds of things. And that's where those courses come into play.
And out of the 25, just to pick a number, out of 25 caregivers that apply for a job, you hire about one. Is that
about
correct?
About one. Yep. About one in 25 is who we hire. Definitely. We try to hire the best of the best. We try to pay the most in the industry to attract the best caregivers out there.
So these are just some of the reasons to reach out to Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000, or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So Dane, I just really want to thank you for coming in today. And the one last thing I just wanted to touch on is, and I think we kind of take it for granted because you've always done this, but you have care managers that care management is just part of the rate.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. So how this all gets put together is our care manager coming in, doing an assessment, getting to know that client, their needs. That care manager is very, very important in our process. Give us a ring, chat with myself, one of our care managers. We'd love to talk with you, love to get in touch and see what we can do.
All right, 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistancekc.com. Dane, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Steve, I appreciate it. Listeners, thank you.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive, LIVE.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They are in chronological order. You can just read briefly about the subject, click play, and again, just give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming right to you. And lots and lots of people listen to the podcast if they can't tune into this radio show every Saturday morning at 11. How about that? All right, just want to say thanks again to my friend and special guest today, Dane Johnson with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. 913-663-5000 is their phone number. And I know we resonated with a lot of listeners with those two segments talking about caring for someone with cognitive issues. You can't just send anyone in there. And unfortunately, I know for a fact a lot of home care providers will do just that. If you have a pulse, they will hire you. So just think about this. Just think about this. Home Care Assistance Kansas City will interview 25 caregivers for a position, and they hire one. One caregiver out of 25, that's 4%, is going to make, basically make the cut, make the grade there, and they'll bring them in, treat them well, pay them well, train them well, and expect, great work from them and to meet all of their standards. But what happens to the other 24? Where do they go? Guaranteed, they're getting jobs and they're being hired elsewhere. All right. So if you want to work with 1 in 25, well-trained, well-paid, great caregivers, call Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, 913-663-5000, or online at homecareassistancekc.com. All right. So last week I talked about care contracts and Medicaid penalties. And that really stirred it up out in our community. I got some calls and some emails with some questions about that. Do you mean to tell me that my daughter has been taking care of me for the last, 12, 13 months? We don't have a care contract. And if I ever need to move to a nursing home with Medicaid, that all of that money that I've paid her legitimately for legitimate caregiving could be considered a gift? And I'm like, yes. I hate that. But the answer is yes. So I just cannot strongly enough recommend seek out a qualified, experienced elder law attorney and discuss with them implementing a care contract for you and your loved ones and your situation. It's essentially an employment agreement that shows a fair market value. So if the fair market value is, $15 an hour or whatever the number is, that you should be being paid. Well, you can't pay someone $50 an hour. That's considered trying to hide assets. That's considered a gift, but it outlines the fair market value. It outlines all of the services and support that is being offered to you. It's an employment agreement. The number of hours per week need to be tracked just like an employment agreement. That's essentially what it is. But you can't just open your laptop and open up Word and just make up a care contract. This has to be written to satisfy the requirements, the legal requirements of the state of Kansas or the state of Missouri. So that's why, again, you need to seek out an elder law attorney and ask them to help you with a care contract written specifically to meet the legal requirements of the state of Kansas or the state of Missouri. So I just wanted to touch on that briefly. Okay, and then as far as the gifts, last week I said that I just rounded it off to be easy. In the state of Kansas and Missouri, they're pretty similar. For every $6,231, and that's for a 30-day period, in Kansas, that would equal 1 month. In Missouri, every $6,122, a month. So if you made a gift in Missouri of $6,122, that just means that once you qualify for Medicaid, Medicaid will not pay for 1 month of your care. And then on the second month moving forward, they would. So in Kansas for a 30-day month, that's $6,231. So if you made a gift of $6,231 and then you divide that by $6,231, the number is one. That means 1 month of your care will not be paid, and then they'll start paying thereafter. So those are the more detailed numbers that I just didn't have time to get into last week. And remember, a gift can be cash. A gift can be just handing over title to property, like a vehicle. That's a pretty common one. A gift can be selling an asset to, say, someone in your family for less than its fair market value. So if you sold a $200,000 house for $100,000, you just made a $100,000 gift. And then it's divided by $6,231 or $6,122. And the answer is the number of months that Medicaid will not pay for your care. And then they'll start paying for it after that. So the question is, let's say if you had a 6-month penalty, who's going to pay for your care? That's the huge question. So you're down to $3,000 of liquid assets in Missouri, $2,000 in Kansas. You would otherwise qualify for Medicaid to pay for your nursing home care from that day moving forward. But we have a gift. So for the next 6 months, Medicaid will not pay for your stay in the nursing home. Then on month 7, Medicaid starts paying from that point forward. So who is going to pay for that $6,000 or $7,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 a month stay in the long-term care community for that first 6 months? That's why this is important. That's why it's important. So don't mess around with this one. Contact an elder law attorney to help you through all of this, and they can really help you. And if they can't, they'll tell you that as well. But if they can, they may have some ways to help you out with that and maybe minimize that gift or at least stop the bleeding from this point going forward, that financially. Okay, and then I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, once you get down to $2,000 of liquid assets in Kansas, $3,000 in Missouri, and you qualify, well, but Dad has $2,000 a month, you know, coming in every month. So does that then disqualify him? Because if you add that to the money he has, it's more than that $2,000 or $3,000. Well, no. So the answer is those two things are very separately. They're not related. They're calculated and handled very separately. So they're looking at your liquid assets being spent down, and we've covered that many times on the program. Again, $3,000 in Missouri, $2,000 in Kansas. So your monthly income is different. So every month you have X dollars coming in, Social Security, maybe a pension, and that adds up to, you know, X dollars per month, whatever it is. So here's exactly how it works. Your income calculation for when you're qualified for Medicaid living in a long-term care community, again, commonly known as a nursing home. You take your total income minus the cost of your health insurance. So for most people, that's going to be your Medicare premiums. And so your Part B is, Part A is provided, Part B is taken out. So you're going to have your Part D, your medication, your drug coverage. And that could be $15 or $20 or $50 a month, depending on what plan you have. And then the bigger one is going to be your Medicare supplement, your Plan F, your Plan G, et cetera. And like for my mom, that's about, you know, $230-$240 a month. And her drug plan is about, I don't know, it's like $15 or $20. So she spends about $260 a month on these things. So you take your income minus the $260 or whatever your cost is for your Medicare premiums. So you want to keep up your insurance. Then you get to keep a few bucks. So in Missouri, you get to keep $50 a month. Don't spend it all in one place. In Kansas, it's not much better. You get to keep $62 a month. And that's just a little bit of spending money for a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar, right? Or for maybe a trip out to the restaurant or something. It's not much, but it's a little bit of spending money. Whatever you have left over goes to the nursing home as your copay. So your income minus the cost of your insurance minus either $50 or $62, whatever's left over, whether it's $200 or $2,000, goes to the nursing home as your copay. Medicaid pays them the difference. And that's how it works. And then even the nursing home has a contribution in the form of a discount. Let's say they charge $200 a day. on their retail rate, they may accept $182.47 for Medicaid as their payment in full. So they write off that balance. So the nursing home has a discount. You pay what you can after you're keeping up your Medicare and keeping a little bit of money. Medicaid pays the majority. That's exactly how it works. I'll have a lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, so hopefully that was a little more clear than mud when I was talking about how your income works on a monthly basis once you've qualified for Medicaid. Your monthly income, you pay your Medicare premiums, you keep a couple of bucks a day, whatever's left over goes to the nursing home as your contribution. They call it the patient liability. I don't like that term. I just call it a copay because that's what it is. Okay, the nursing home discounts their price a little bit every day, and Medicaid pays the nursing home the majority, the balance. And that's exactly how it works month in and month out. All right, let's shift gears here now and talk about long-term care insurance. I haven't talked about it for quite a while. Long-term care insurance is a special type of insurance that very specifically pays for long-term care, and that would include home care from like Dane's company, Home Care Assistance KC. So care in your home, it will pay for assisted living, it will pay for adult daycare, and of course, it will pay for long-term care in a long-term care community, again, otherwise known as a nursing home. Now, you must qualify with your good health. So there, that's a catch. This is not Obamacare or like guaranteed insurance. There's no guarantee to this. You have to have reasonably good health to qualify for that. And you can be declined if you have some sort of a pre-existing health condition. Let me just go through some of the recommendations. There are a lot of parameters within a long-term care insurance policy. I always like to review these things. So there's something called an elimination period, and I don't know who in the heck came up with elimination period. That makes zero sense. What? It's a deductible. I like to speak in English on this show, okay? So it's a deductible. So it's very common to see a 90-day elimination period, although it could be a 30-day, it could be a 0-day, 60, 90-day, I've seen 180-day elimination period, but pretty commonly you see 90 days. That means that that is your copay. You pay the cost of whatever long-term care you're paying for, home care, assisted living, adult daycare, or long-term care nursing home. You would pay the cost for 90 days, and then the policy begins to kick in and pay from the 91st day going forward. Now, here's one of these features that you can massage and could affect your premium one way or the other. If you choose a shorter elimination period, that means you're paying less out of pocket before this thing kicks in, the premium will be a little bit higher. And then inversely, if you choose a longer elimination period, you're paying more out of pocket up front. This is just like your homeowner's insurance or your car insurance. So if you choose a longer or a larger copay, then your premiums would go down. All right, let's talk about the daily benefit amount. I say you must have at least $200 a day at minimum. Minimum. If you can afford $250 a day, because again, the higher that daily amount that pays out, the higher your premiums will be, right? So, and the lower, then the lower. That just makes sense. So the bottom line is you're going to need $200 to $250 a day for kind of the worst case scenario of needing to move from your home to a long-term care community. And that's going to get you covered and pay for at least a semi-private bed in long-term care. And there's your 24-hour care. So that's what I like to try to pay for. And then everything else is going to be pretty much covered in that. If you have resources set aside that can pay $100 a day towards your long-term care cost, then you make the adjustment accordingly and supplement that with long-term care insurance of $100 to $150 a day. So along with your $100 a day that you have set up, maybe through your investments, maybe you have an investment that's going to that can pay you $100 a day, and that's what it's designed to do for your long-term care, then supplement that 100 with another 100 a day with long-term care insurance to get you up to $200 a day, or better yet, have a long-term care insurance policy that pays $150 a day along with your $100 a day, and that gets you that $250 a day mark. So whenever I talk math and dollars and numbers over the radio, I'm hoping that it translates through the radio, because sometimes it's easy to kind of lose you on that one. You need $200 to $250 a day, no matter what, if it's your money, long-term care insurance policy, reimbursement, or a combination thereof. Okay, and then I think it would be nice to have, this is an absolute must-have, and that's an inflation rider. And boy, I've seen people who did not have the inflation rider 20 years later, and they were sorry they didn't have it. The increase, the coverage increases by 5% per year. And what this does is it keeps up with the rising cost of senior care. So that $200 or $250 a day today will pay for the same semi-private room or private room in a nursing center 20 years later. Because guess what the average price increase of all assisted living and long-term care communities are, at least in our area? 3 to 5% per year. So you're keeping up with it. I worked with one family. It was really sad. They were very excited to tell me that they had a long-term care insurance policy. They bought it 20 years ago. It paid $100 a day. And then I looked and they didn't have the inflation rider. So it stayed at $100 a day. And 20 years later, and $100 a day 20 years ago would have paid for your stay in a nursing home. And this man needed nursing home care. Semi-private room and a nursing home is what he needed. Fast forward 20 years later, guess how much that room cost today? It cost $200 a day. So their long-term care insurance policy paid $3,000 a month of the $6,000 that it cost to have his care there. They did not have the resources to make up the other $3,000 because they were short, right? So guess what they had to do? They had to do the division of assets. He had to immediately qualify for Medicaid coverage, and they essentially paid 20 years worth of premium with no benefit. You got to have the inflation rider. I recommend a 5-year term. The statistics say that that's your average length of stay in all senior care communities combined. So you want 5 years of coverage. Longer is better. So more coverage is better. Again, that'll drive your premium up a little bit higher. And then the policy must be a state partnership plan. What that means is that for every dollar your long-term care insurance policy pays out, the state will match you dollar for dollar. So say your policy pays out $100,000, and now you need to qualify for Medicaid and go to a nursing home. Your spend down won't be down to $2,000 or $3,000 like it is traditionally. Your spend down will be down to that $100,000, which is the amount that your long-term care insurance paid out. So it must be a state partnership plan. The bottom line, reach out to an independent insurance agent that represents multiple companies to get your quote. It's the best investment you can possibly make for your long-term care costs. All right, I can't believe we're already out of time. I'm your host, Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.